Now, you guys are good to go.
Okay, welcome everyone. Today is October 27th, 2025. This is the special meeting of the Services Bureau for the month of October. I'm glad to see you all. We do have a quorum, which is fabulous, and I appreciate how difficult it's been to reschedule this meeting. I don't think we have anyone here for public comment, so we can bypass that unless anyone is bringing any public comments from anyone. Okay, it doesn't look like it. So I don't think we have a school report. Does anybody have a school report from anyone? I did not receive one. I'm sorry to say I don't have a police report either. Pat, our representative, is not available today. And Claire, do you by any chance have a finance report, or are we going to pass that too?
I don't really have much to report on. There hasn't been any spending over the past month in between meetings.
Okay, just watch for counseling invoices. That's the only thing I'm anticipating right now. You haven't had any this month.
No, I believe Jeffrey Morisano is finishing up his right now, so we should be getting it within the next couple of days.
Okay, which segues us into counseling, unless anyone has anything they want to say about finance. It's going to be a quick meeting. I can feel it. Okay. So without having a treasurer, we don't have a financial statement to look at, and there hasn't been a lot going on this month. So counseling, there have been no new referrals. All current referrals are settled in with the therapist. Right now we have Jeff Morisano, his mom Elaine Morisano, and Michael Shelby actively taking cases. I haven't had one with Wendy for a very long time. But she is still, as far as I know, one of our available therapists. So there are four available therapists. Counseling referrals from school have been none. Nothing from even the police department this month. So we have everyone covered, and we are not receiving new referrals. I think at this point, the cave can be removed from the agenda going forward, Claire. There is no point in talking about it. Mark Penny has not approved us to reopen it. He feels it's too much of a risk. He was going to speak with Bob Skinner, and I don't know if he ever did, but I have not been given any indication that he's changed his mind on that. Unless he and Taryn speak and something changes, it's kind of not really a necessary item, I think, at this point. It doesn't look like it's reopening. That brings us to new business very quickly. I'll save mine for last. Does anybody else have new business they'd like to bring?
No.
I don't think so, Laurie. Thanks.
Okay. Anything, Jennifer?
No, thank you.
Okay. So my new business is kind of twofold. I intend to resign, and I will submit that resignation tomorrow, as the chair and as a member of the Youth Services Bureau. I was hoping that tonight, with the quorum, we could allocate some funds to some causes that I think are in keeping with our mission. And since we're unable to use the monies that we had saved for a position, and we were told that we would unequivocally not be able to obtain a staff person outside of the budgetary process, and that the cave cannot reopen, and that we will not, nothing will really change for us at this point, and we're struggling to make quorum. I just thought it might be good to spend some money that's sitting there and very likely might be taken back if we don't. And I had some suggestions that I was hoping we could discuss and see how you felt, and then we could put it forward. I believe the food pantry at Trinity Church could use money, especially this week, but in general. I think Roaring Brook Nature Center has become a partner. We're running programs with them, and we might as well support them in a larger way if we believe they are aligned with us and could make good use of the money. And maybe rather than having just a small amount one time, could have a larger amount. And then I also thought that the Canton Public Library would be a good source, because I think they could work closely with our goals for our grants. They could enhance their collection, both digital and in print. and in other media for prevention materials, good decision making, parenting support. They could use it in all departments, children, teen, and adult. And I think if they had a nice chunk of money with the intention that it would support the causes that we have aligned with in prevention, I'm not sure that the materials in the library are plentiful or current. And maybe Sarah McCusker would be able to make some really good use of that. And then she might take it a step further and let the community know that it was there. And I think it is important that it not just be in print, because I think that people are accessing things digitally and in other media too. So I thought I'd open that up to discussion to see how you all felt about that. I didn't have numbers in mind. The only other thing I did forward all of you, the outside perspectives proposal. That is a new proposal. 2 years ago, we had a different one, and we didn't choose to go ahead with it because we felt it was serving a very small number of people for a very large dollar amount. But they've remarketed their products, and I think that they also align very nicely with the kinds of things we wanted to do recreationally and supporting connectedness and community. I think they are run by a woman here in Canton, and I think that it's worth more explanation. It won't probably be something we can decide tonight, but I'd like to put that forward as something that I think should be reconsidered by people who go forward. Can I open that up to discussion?
So Lori, I think we might want to give a little bit of context, because you and Claire and I were at the last Board of Selectmen meeting that I think prompted your very difficult decision that you just announced. So I'll give my 2 cents, but I don't know if you wanted to add anything, and Claire may want to as well. But so for the benefit of Jennifer and Alden, I think, you know, some of the recent criticism that was brought out in an article that was published in the summer really kind of called into question this group's action, and are we really fulfilling our mission to serve kids and families in Canton? And without, you know, the reporter ran the story without asking a single board member for our perspectives, and just kind of went with an article that had some assumptions that because there were dollars that were left unspent, that kids' needs were going unmet. And so we had the opportunity to go and speak at the Board of Selectmen meeting in September, Lori?
September 10th, yeah.
And so Lori prepared a statement, which I think Jennifer and Alden, you probably saw a draft of. She did a remarkable job, and Claire was there, Glenn Barger was there, I was there in person with Glenn and Claire, and there were lots of thoughtful questions, and there were at least two selectmen that recognized that for a number of years we've been making the case that without a paid dedicated youth service bureau staff, many of those critical actions that are part of what we are intended to do can't get done, that we do have a board of volunteers, but that we really do need that dedicated staff person. And you all know the kind of hurdles that we faced. But there were two board members that were unequivocally supporting it. There were two that had some questions, but the first selectman said he doesn't want to commit to a staff person because he doesn't want the taxpayers he doesn't want that done without a vote and of the entire town. I think, you know, Lori, those other two selectmen, I think folks were very clear that this is all within the Youth Service Bureau budget and would not go above and beyond that, so therefore would not be any further burden to taxpayers. But the conversation kind of closed with that, which I think left this group kind of in a spot that, if it's fair to say, Lori, brought you to making the recommendations that you just made, not seeing a way forward for the staff person that we've hoped to have for years to be in place. And yeah, I guess I'll leave it at that.
Well, and to take it a step further, feeling proud to say that he was a vocal critic of the Youth Services Bureau. So we've asked for help and been to the Board of Selectmen meetings probably 3 times now and stated our case and explained that there are no other Youth Services Bureaus expected to do what's being expected of us. And to even have the, one of the Board of Selectmen say, we're not asking this of any other committee members. There doesn't seem to be any hope in the future. And there seems to be, again, also with Mark not wanting to open the cave, I think between that and the school not supporting our publicity for events and not coming to meetings anymore and not bringing initiatives and not seeking our support and our finances, I feel that there's been a deterioration of the Youth Services Bureau's relationship with the different aspects of the town of Canton. And I think at this point in time, I don't know how to go forward. And I think it may be time for someone else to take over. So I thought we should spend some money.
Yeah. I like the proposals that you put forward and just my, I know you said you don't want to make a decision necessarily tonight about outdoor perspectives, but that group has an excellent reputation. Some of you may know my husband's a special ed teacher at Explorations Charter School, and they contract with Outdoor Perspectives. They just do an exceptional job, and I agree that it aligns with our mission and the kids that we hope to reach and serve. So maybe we could start to attach some numbers to some of those good ideas.
Are there any of the ideas that people do not like? Perfectly fine if you do. Let's talk it through.
Well, I'd just like to respond to what you and Maria just so nicely and sadly summarized. You know, and thank you both. I know you've both been on this board for a really long time and have been fighting the good fight to bring programs to our kids. And it makes me really sad. And I guess I wonder kind of in that light, I don't know, I have a lot of questions about what the town's obligations are for having a Youth Services Bureau. I mean, these are state mandated organizations, as far as I know. So I'm wondering about how it can be that we don't have the resources we need to function despite a lot of advocacy for those needs. So I'm curious about that. So anyway, I'm sorry that it's come to this, Lori, and I just appreciate all your really hard work. And I like all the proposals that you made for how to spend money in the absence of sort of those other endeavors being possible.
Thank you. How do you feel, Jennifer?
I completely agree with Alden. I think if we have to make a change with you resigning and we've kind of been stonewalled there for a minute, it just seems like the obvious thing to do at this point, and hope that whatever leadership comes in the future would have better luck. But if there's something that can be done now, anything, I don't see anything wrong with it. My only question at this point would be, and pardon my ignorance on this, but what is the likelihood of approval when it comes to like the spending for these specific things? Do we have to propose like how much and to where, and is there a possibility that we might get stonewalled again? My husband is in another committee in town for Parks and Recs, and I know that he was discussing like sometimes things don't get approved for spending, and so now I wonder, as good as the intentions are, is it going to be possible? Is really my question.
That's a great question. Claire, do you know the limit? Without Rochelle here, I'm at such a loss. The limit that we have on how much we are allowed to spend without going outside of our board?
I do not know all of the exact limits. However, I believe you are open to approve funding for things tonight. We're still a board, and you still have the power to approve proposed things. I assume that I would be the one to enact those approvals, and reach out to those organizations. I'm not sure if there's a limit to how much somebody can approve in a singular meeting, but I would assume not. There might be, if we get really high up there in numbers, it might need to be looked at by Board of Selectmen, but I'm not sure what that number would be.
We had been also talking about not spending the money because of the hope of keeping it for the salary of this person. But I think at this point, since the position is absolutely categorically not being considered, we are more likely to lose the money. And so I think it's never been more important than we spend it. And this wouldn't have been the way to do it normally. But if you all think these, if you have any other ideas too, by the way, it doesn't need to be these three. I just put a lot of thought into who might use the money the way. See, I think it's important that it's a worthy cause, but it's also important that it aligns with our mission and what our grant, designated things like, who knows what we've got in the library. I bet you that we don't have an awful lot on the topics that we're talking about. And I think a creative librarian, we have a teen librarian and Sarah, who's an amazing director, they could really put some good materials there. And they could really, it doesn't even have to be like a manual on parenting. They could really put some creative work into developing the collection, so that it's accessible again remotely as well as on the shelves, and for the children as well as youth as well as adult. So that kind of thing. Roaring Brook, that money can just continuously do what we've already started. We've started with them, and if they just had the ability to continue what we've started with them, and that is the partnership of particularly with Citizens of Canton to partner and to be able to say that the Youth Services Bureau funded and underwrote their programming. I think that's such a nice partnership. And the food pantry, I'm not sure if there, I don't think there is going to be any conflict, because sometimes there's a conflict when it's another department of the town, but this would not be that situation, although Town of Canton residents access it. But it would literally be going to, I believe, Trinity Church. Is that accurate? Does anybody know? I know it's housed there, but I'm not sure.
I believe the food bank is its own separate entity. I think that's just a location. I know the food bank works really closely with social services, so I'm not sure if financially those are connected at all. But I also am very close with Jennifer. Her and I have worked together for a while now. So I could also always look into it more and see kind of what donations look like in that realm.
So I'm thinking one of the things that I was considering suggesting, maybe it wouldn't be possible based on what you guys are saying about money going kind of in between, budgets in the town, because I was thinking it might be nice to provide some additional scholarships for either parks and rec activities or the summer camp. I know that's always a really challenging time for a lot of families that work and whose kids aren't in school, but maybe that would be an issue.
No, I love that. And what we've done in the past, Alden, is they've gone through the financial aid process that is already set up by Parks and Rec. And that is that they qualify for a discount. And so, for example, they might have a 25% discount. If that's not enough for them, they're able to put their request forward to us. But I think it has to be case by case. Could we have a fund set up so that it was just sitting there and not need to be done case by case? That's a good thought, that there would be a fund to pull from. I think in the past they've wanted each family to be brought before us, and not really to be talked about as a name or something like that, but just there's a family, they only qualify for 25%, they need more. Do you want to supply the 75% for their two children? It's been one by one, right, Claire? I don't think we've ever had a pool of money, but I love the idea.
Yeah, I think the only thing close to the pool of money that we've had before is we did approve an emergency fund for Tonoa once. I think it was for around $2,000. I don't quite know once the money was moved over there how it got distributed, but I know we never saw anybody, so it might have been just her own discretion of if a family came forward with young kids that they were looking for help, she might have helped them out, but I didn't personally hear any anything about it.
Sorry that my camera's off. I'm driving to my class. It starts at
no,
7.
Alden is also driving and told me ahead of time. I forgot to say that. No, everybody be safe. Let's go.
Okay. Do you know, Claire, do you have the fund balance?
I do somewhere. Let me see. I used to have it taped up, like our budget taped up.
I don't think we've had any retractions since spring, correct, Claire? It was only
Sorry,
the,
what was that?
I don't think we've had any retractions since spring.
No, I don't think so either.
McCall is doing programming in the schools. And I know so there's some in our budget that's committed that I know that we would have to look at, but I'm wondering what the balance is beyond that. But I also, this is just, I just kind of want to mention that I'm not disagreeing with you, Lori, about, you know, that we probably shouldn't get our hopes up that we're going to have a paid staff person, but there was interest from other selectmen to do that. And so I do want to allocate dollars, and I want to, you know, particularly honor your legacy and your commitment to Canton kids and families by making sure that there are earmarks that will do all of the good work that you just iterated. And I also wonder if there's a way to keep that hope that,
yes,
you know, at some point we will prevail and have a staff person. I don't want to have to give money back, but I wonder if there's a way to balance that.
There are ample funds to do, depending, you know, we didn't put any dollars with these ideas. There are ample funds to do a part-time position, because don't forget, we'll also get the CASAC grant. I'm sorry, the LPC grant. And we'll also be getting the state money next year. It's just going to keep coming. Yeah. And we haven't had a retraction. So I think that's very important. I think that we can't continue to say the money's there if it isn't. So yes, of course, I definitely think that. And I think the reason that made sense for you to question is because we didn't talk how many dollars. But I mean, I wasn't looking at putting 20,000 to each of them and using up to 60.
Like, I know. I thought we were around 70, but so you think around 60.
No, I think that's fair. But as far as McCall, I believe we had like 10,000 allocated.
I just pulled up the budget.
Thank you.
I had to find it in my email because I had a printed out one somewhere, but now I don't know where it is. Okay, so it looks like going into this budget year, we had a prior year balance of $70,983. Mm-hmm. And of that, it ended up going up to $107,725 with the grant from this year and the LPC one, or from this fiscal year rather.
Came in the summer. Yeah.
So thank you, Claire.
Yeah, of course. And then McCall had 9,000 budgeted for it for this year, this fiscal year.
Maria, do you have any idea if we're close to that or if we should add some to that?
I know that it started and it's going well. And they were talking, so I think that's fine though. But just to kind of start the conversation, and this is based on, you know, just a starting point, but could we think about 5,000 for the food bank, 5,000 for the library, you know, maybe 2,500 for outdoor perspectives, 2,500 for Roaring Brook, and then 2,500 for the scholarship fund.
That'd be 17. So we'd still have like 85,000 left in there.
That's kind of in line with what,
based on, sorry, Alden.
No, I was just going to say the numbers you threw out there were in line with what I was thinking. So I like those.
It still leaves a lot of money. Does anybody have any other ideas and places they'd like to consider?
The only other thought I had is that we've done a lot of work in the time that I've been on the board with some of the adaptive programming and programming specific for kiddos with autism. So I'm just wondering about that, either donation to the programs that Liz runs, or I believe 1 year they asked us for money to help provide scholarships for in the summer kids that wanted to do the I forget the acronym, but the programming for kiddos on the spectrum. I think it's in Torrington.
Oh, TAFA.
Yes.
They're wonderful.
So we've
Wait, so
always given
we
Liz.
didn't put those in their budget? That's not
Liz
a
has
line item.
Liz Chicos has a line item for sure, and we've always given her what she wants, but I like the idea of giving her more than she's asked for because she's that person who might start a new program if she had the funding and not need to come to us, or she might be able to get the gym time that she would have really liked or something. So I love the idea of padding that.
So if we do another 2,500 there, then we've just spent $20,000 in one night, which I'm a little, I just to Jennifer's point, we don't want this to all just get rejected. I'm not sure what the threshold is, but I imagine if we go much over 20,000, somebody's gonna say, uh-uh.
And my answer to anyone who questions what we're doing tonight would be that one of the things that I was asked more than once that night at the Board of Selectmen's meeting was, is what is your roadmap? What do you plan to do? And my answer to them was that I'm afraid that we can't go forward without a position, without a person to help us. We have reached a point where we cannot go forward. And that answer was not a popular answer, and I didn't even like giving it. But
Well,
this is.
and the criticism in the article was that we had to return money. So I hear you, Lori, and agree with you. I
Yeah.
again trying to
I would have
balance.
no trouble answering that unless there's a bylaw that has a cap on it or something like that. If it doesn't, I would encourage anyone who's going to come to future meetings and be part of the group going forward. Each of you have to make your own decision. I'm not implying that anybody else would leave, but if there are members that stay, consider doing something similar at the next meeting, and maybe it just needs to be done in increments. But we don't want to lose this just to being retracted. That would just be a shame. The only thing I agree with in the criticisms is that that would be a shame. Claire, let's give you a big raise.
That would be lovely, but I'm not sure if we can use the money towards that.
Okay, should we put four proposals out there? Should we make four motions?
I think we had even more than that, didn't we, Lori?
Library, Roaring Brook, Food Pantry. Oh, I'm sorry, the Scholarship Fund. That's the fifth one, right?
And Liz, the adaptive sports.
Oh, you're right. That's a sixth. Okay.
Oh, and outdoor perspectives.
That's on there.
Oh,
I
I'm
had that
sorry.
in my list. Yeah.
I had just in my notes, I had 5,000 for food bank and library, like 5,000 for each of those. 2,500 for outside perspective, scholarship fund, Roaring Brook, and adaptive programming. I might be missing something though.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's six items.
That sounds right.
Okay. Do you think we need to do separate ones, or can we roll this into one motion?
I assume you could roll it into one.
Think we could. Does anybody want to change the numbers at all? I think the only one that I'm concerned about is the scholarship for the Parks and Rec, but I love having it. So if it doesn't get bounced, it's really nice. And I think, Claire, from the perspective of Parks and Rec, I think it'd be really nice for you to just have that to draw from and not have to put forward individual requests.
Yeah, we do see a lot of families that, especially with the cost of certain things are going up due to like minimum wage and things. So we do see more families, especially families with multiple kids, starting to have a harder time doing summer camp. And for us, or for a lot of those parents, it's base childcare for the summer. So I think anything could help with,
Is
alleviate some
that
of that.
enough, or should we up that to five?
I think that's a fine start. I'm not sure where everything will go after this, but I think in terms of kind
Okay.
of just getting an even spread everywhere, I think that's a good start point.
I mean, it's not a lot when you think of 10 kids
No.
needing money. It isn't a lot of money. It could go pretty quickly. I also wonder if Tanoa is struggling, and since we did that emergency fund for her, I wonder if she spent it, or I wonder if she needs more. I mean, when one person comes with an $800 Eversource bill, that could be,
Right.
uh-oh, we just lost somebody.
Alden?
Well then, he dropped off. No.
We need her to vote.
Don't go away. We lost you for a second there. Yeah. Okay,
Sorry, it
hang
just
in there.
clicked off, but I'm still here.
It's okay. Okay, let's put, what did we just decide? We're gonna up, want to up the scholarship to 5,000?
I would propose that we up it. I don't think it's enough.
Okay. Do you want to just do five for everybody?
My
I thought
thought
it
is if that's fine, should we then take each motion individually? And the reason I'm thinking that is if
was.
this comes under criticism and, they say, look, you've got to cap it, then we don't have to start over.
Yeah, or if any of them violate the bylaws of some sort, like
Right.
the
Like
interdepartmental one.
interagency or, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay. Does everybody want to take a turn?
I'll make a motion that we allocate $5,000 to the Canton Public Library for programs that support the mission of the Youth Service Bureau.
All in favor?
I think we have to second it
Second,
first.
I
Oh,
second.
sorry, second. Thank you. All in favor?
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Aye, aye,
I'm fast. Okay. Okay.
I would like to propose $5,000 to the food pantry at Trinity Church. Second.
And we'll put a note through the town of Canton. I'll
And then,
second that.
not to be too on the nose about this, but I think it will help in our records to say that it supports the mission and work of the Youth Service Bureau.
On each one. Okay.
Yep.
You can put that into the verbiage, Claire, on each one, which supports the mission of the Youth Services Bureau.
Yes, I can add that in.
Okay. So I would like to put forward a motion. Oh, wait, did we finish that
Wait, did
one?
we vote? Did we vote on that
Okay.
one?
I seconded it. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That one passed. Okay. So I will do the Roaring Brook. I'd like to put forward a motion to send $5,000 to support programs at Roaring Brook Nature Center that align with the Youth Services Bureau's mission and to continue the partnership that we've established.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's three.
Okay. I can put forward a motion to send $5,000 to Canton Parks and Rec to support a scholarship fund for summer programming for families who wouldn't otherwise be able to support it, because I think that is in alignment with our mission and vision.
I second that.
Absolutely. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Just a quick question before we do the next one. Do we want to designate only summer, or could it be school year too?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you're right. And I had summer in my brain, but I think any.
Well, it's for discussion. That does anybody feel differently? Should it only be summer?
No, I like giving them the flexibility to use it when they think it's needed.
Okay.
Yes, so
So,
amend my proposal for any time of the year programming for families who need it.
thank you. Do we need to revisit the motion? Or can we just amend it?
Let's do it all over again just to be safe. Okay, so 5,000 for programming for Parks and Rec in alignment with the Youth Services Bureau mission and vision to support families who wouldn't be able to access it otherwise.
Great. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And then
I'll make a motion to allocate $5,000 to the nonprofit Outdoor Perspectives to conduct activities that align with the mission and work of the Youth Services Bureau.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then I'll make a motion to allocate $5,000 to the adaptive sports program run by Liz Chicos in town. That would be for various different sports or future endeavors, including but not limited to basketball, soccer, and swimming. And can I need a second on that one?
A second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. I think we accomplished that goal. Claire, would you be willing to contact Lauren Humphrey from Outside Perspectives and tell her the good news?
Yeah, I can let her know.
Okay. And then for anyone who might be willing to stay on, you don't need to say what you're doing or not, but would someone maybe contact Claire separately and say that they'd like to work with them to try to help them bring whatever programs you think are most likely to be good matches for our demographic and our needs, maybe to be careful to see what you don't already have going on in Parks and Rec. So I think that's important to kind of look at what they're doing versus what you're already doing. Okay, Alden just moved. All right, the only other thing I can think of that I would like to support, and I can't really without Chief Arciero's input, would be if the police department needed anything, maybe for a future, if there's anything that they've had unbudgeted that they need to work with us on. We've been able to buy things like cameras and Narcan and things like that. I don't know if there's an item. We've emptied the drug box before. He hasn't asked us for anything in quite some time, but we did do the cameras last year. So if there's a unmet need of some sort from the department or from the Farmington Valley Health District, maybe those are areas future leaders can pursue. There might be a lot going on with the Farmington Valley Health District coming up this year. I don't know. It would be really amazing to reconvene something like that mental health task force that we had. Maybe we could sponsor something like that, or a drug take back day. We just missed it on Saturday, but another one maybe.
They just did it. Yeah.
So just some ideas to push forward. And I told Claire I want to help with transitions. So for anyone who's staying on, if I can be helpful, I don't mean to pull the plug and just walk away. I certainly care deeply and will be happy to help in any way I can going forward. And I wish this board success, and I wish energy and positivity to be what follows, not anything other than that.
So grateful for you. Incredible leadership and service, Lori.
Thank you. And you guys are amazing members. I'm so lucky to have had the kind of people around me that I did. And I was telling Claire before, I found out I started in 2009, but I didn't realize it had been that long. But some of the best times were chaperoning the cave, which Glenn and I did for a long time. But, you know, the meetings were great. We had robust community representation at one time. I wish that for you as well in the future. I think that will make a big difference.
Thank you, Lori, and thank you for welcoming me so kindly when I started. I appreciate you and all that you've done.
Okay, look forward to bring the youth everything. I'll still do screenagers. How's that? Call me for that. That's deep, close to my heart. Okay, thank you, everybody. I think unless there's any other new business, we can adjourn. Is that it? Okay, the meeting is adjourned at 6:56. Thank you all for coming, and please stay close. I'd love to keep in touch with all of you.
Thanks, Lori. Thank you, Lori.